Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Rob, talk to us, man. How can we help you?
Hey, so, man, I've been dating this chick for the past couple weeks. She's smoking hot. We get along like two peas in a pod. Everything's been going great. But lately, I've been trying to text her and call her. She won't pick up the phone. She won't answer my texts or anything. She's pretty much just ghosted me, and I don't really know why.
Well, what'd you do?
I don't know, man. I mean, I've been nice to her. Everything seemed pretty kosher to me. And, I mean, last time she came over, she actually spent the night. So I don't see why she wouldn't want to answer my calls.
And everything was cool, like in the morning and stuff like that?
Well, when I woke up, she actually wasn't there. That kind of surprised me.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so now we can narrow it down. What do you think happened in the evening that perhaps you did that made her run out of your house?
I mean, every time we go out, we have been going to Olive Garden because I got this bomb-ass VIP card. And I mean, I've been going there so much that the manager actually knows me. Pretty much like on a first name basis, he brings out my wine like as soon as I get there, gets me a table almost immediately. And I don't know, maybe she's getting tired of going to Olive Garden or something.
He's balling at the Olive Garden. He's a VIP.
Olive Garden, man.
Yeah, but is that a reason for her to leave in the middle of the night?
I don't know. Maybe it's
like did you
haven't had sex yet? So
is she like trying to have sex with you, and you're pushing her off?
No, it hasn't been like that, but I'm not trying to take it too quick, and I figured it'd probably be better to start off if we didn't sleep together at first, so we've been sleeping in, like, separate rooms.
Okay.
Is someone snoring in the background? What is that?
Oh, can you hear that?
Yes!
What is it?
I'm sitting outside on the floor. Someone's cutting their grass.
Oh, no, it's not bad. It's not bad. I was just curious if it was a snore, because that was like, that's loud as
God.
All right, sorry.
This story is getting weirder and weirder. All right, listen, we're going to call her for you next. Hang on. Second Date Update on the 10th.
Hello?
Hi, is this Wendy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad you picked up the phone.
I swear, if you're calling from Microsoft,
no.
Or
we're calling. Listen,
my car.
So listen, it's Ramiro Pebbles. It was Ramiro Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station, but I can explain. Give me 10 seconds. It's a good thing.
You're calling from a radio station?
Yes, we got your number from a guy who wants to take you out on a date, and basically the reason we're calling you is because. We'll let you pick the date, and we'll pay for everything. And I'll even tell you the gentleman's name if you're amenable to going out with him.
Okay.
Okay, so his name is Rob, and it's a guy that you've been seeing for a while now. And he's... and you're laughing. You're laughing when I said Rob.
So, oh, my God. Are you serious right now?
Yeah. Okay, just...
Oh my God.
Is it because of the Olive Garden VIP pass he has? Do you think he's showing off? Because he's sorry if it comes off that way.
No, it's not about the... Oh, my God. This guy called you to call me to ask me about this?
Well, you're not calling him back.
Well, I have my reasons for that.
Okay. Can you tell us so we can tell him?
All right. You know what? Okay, whatever. Look. I have zero tolerance for any kind of weird shit, okay? So a couple weeks ago, we end up at his place. Now, I could tell he kind of wanted to take things slow. I had no problem with that. We were actually sleeping separately. And I wake up in the middle of the night, and I thought, you know what? Let me go initiate something. And I... crack the door open to his room, and he's not in his bed. I look over, and this mofo is on the floor, sleeping in a dog bed.
What?
Stop it.
Yes.
Was he with a dog?
No, no. There is no dog. There is a dog bed. There is a human bed.
Oh, God.
He chooses to sleep in the dog
bed. What is going on?
I don't want to know. I'm just like, you know.
We
like,
do. I want to know.
Okay, Wendy, just.
Maybe he had a dog?
Well, we're going to find out right now. Wendy, Rob's on the phone. Rob.
Oh, man.
Rob? Yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Can we need to talk, my friend. Do you have a dog?
I did.
You did have a dog.
Yeah, I had to put her down. She was an 8-year-old Great Dane.
Oh, no. When did you put her down? That's sad. I'm sorry.
2017.
What?
Wait.
You put your dog down 2 years ago?
Yeah, I had to put her down, and when I was mourning, you know, I ended up just sleeping in her bed, and I found out that it was really freaking comfortable, so every once in a while, I just end up sleeping in the bed.
Okay.
No.
Okay, this is so weird. The hell kind of bed did you get for your dog?
You said Great Dane, so that's a big dog. I was just picturing him sleeping in a really, really small dog bed.
No, Great Dane's a huge.
Yeah, okay, so... I don't even know what. It sounds like a good reason, Wendy. It's weird, but it makes sense. It doesn't sound like he's lying.
It makes sense.
I'm sorry. That is too much for me. Okay, I'm sorry. I feel bad about the dog, but you've been sleeping in a dog bed for 2 years.
So, would it make you feel more comfortable if I put the dog bed on my bed?
Okay. Dude, no.
All right.
God.
Hey.
Yeah. You need to work through this.
Yeah.
Without me.
So it's no to another date, Wendy?
It is no.
Okay. Well, I just want to ask Rob one more question. If, let's say that, you know, your relationship with Wendy continued, the first time you guys were going to have relations, were you planning to have it in the dog bed?
You are not ready for this.
No, that would have been weird, man.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, if you're somebody who has no goals in life, I'm going to give you some advice. When you go on a date with somebody and they ask you about your goals in life, lie. Make one up. Otherwise, you're going to be talking to us for a second date update on the 10s. Listen Monday morning, 8:10. You're going to laugh with the Get Up crew.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.